The way that we describe that we should be a person, as I mentioned before, this was also because of the time when the Jewish people had been persecuted. They weren't able to publicly proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Shema in Shul, and therefore everything was in private. They said Shema at home, they were Makabel or Malchus Shemaim within the privacy of the four walls. But there's a much deeper message here too, because essentially who we are, our real Adam, is in our Olam HaPnimi, in our inner world. How do we relate to the world around us? Do we see ourselves as a neshama living in a physical world? Or do we see ourselves as a body? Lo'olam he Adam. Always be a person, a mensch, b'seisav agali. A person who is deeply aware and cognizant of living in the presence of Hashem. Will be consistent, both in private and in public. They won't do anything that's beneath them, even if there's no one there. Shulchan Aruch says, a person shouldn't say, just because I'm b'chadri chadarim, I'm in private, who's going to see me? I can behave the way I want. Do whatever feels comfortable. Because m'lo kol aretz kvoido. The idea of being tsanua, says the Gemara, in Korin tsanua lemisha tsanua beis akisei. Tsnius is even the most private of places in the bathroom. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. And the idea of being tsanua is the way that a neshama responds to being aware of being in the presence of Hashem. And therefore, when we behave in a way that is beneath our dignity, even if there's no one else there, we're losing our tzuras ha'adam. We're missing the point of la'olam yehi adam. If we're just on show because we know there are other human beings there, then in a way we're faking it. But if we're consistent in the way that we behave, both in private and in public, because we're cognizant of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere, because we deeply realize Melei Kol Aretz Kavodo. And therefore, of course, I have to behave with a sense of awe and reverence and not do things that we wouldn't want other people to see, even when there's no one else there. Then we're really fulfilling the goal of the Torah of being constantly aware of Hashem. In fact, the Rambam tells us a person can do a Kiddush Hashem in private. A person holds back from doing an Avera in private. You're Mekadosh Hashem. You're bringing more godliness into the world. That's the way it works. That's what Micha HaNavi is telling us. That's the way we walk with Hashem, our God. Literally, walking with Hashem is bitznius. To be aware of Him, to be cognizant of Hashem. Rav Schwab explains when we're talking about the Mishkan, this week's Sedra, talk about the different Kleya Mishkan. You've got gold-covered Kroshim enveloped by a beautiful tapestry of Urias, artistically woven with their Kruvim. But the beauty was completely covered by the Urias, which were simple black covers of goat hair. When it came to the Mishkan, all that was visible from the outside was a rectangular enclosure with black goat hair. No one could even enter the Kodesh apart from Aaron and his sons. That's Hatsnei Leches. It's there. It's beautiful. But it's covered. It doesn't always need to be on show. It doesn't always need to be seen. There's something very deep and profound there. Not everyone needs to see everything that we are. We can hold a whole lot back. That's beautiful and it's special because it's authentic and genuine with Hashem. La'olam, yehadam b'seisav agalei.